Linux. So that'll be kind of interesting. We'll see how he makes out with that. Okay, better carry on. VA7 Uniform Alpha.
Oh, VA7 Uniform Alpha, still here, stuck in traffic as usual, but hopefully slowly making it home. Other than that, Bob, nothing else to report. No traffic.
Okay, no radio traffic, but you got automobile traffic. Okay, thanks for checking in, or thanks for hanging around. VA7 Whiskey Bravo Kilo. How about Victor Alpha 7 Uniform Yankee?
Victor Alpha 7 Uniform Yankee, still driving, still puttering, closer to mission now, but no more traffic. No, that's at least none more than what's in front of me. Anyways.
One that I hadn't heard before until today, V7 Quebec, Zulu, Quebec.
Whiskey Bravo Kilo here.
Okay, there you are, VA7 Whiskey Bravo Kilo.
Sorry, I'm listening to you guys, but I'm laying underneath a trailer and I'm all the way in the back of the barn, so take me a little bit to get here. Anyway, I'm listening. You guys have a good one, 73.
Okay, we better be careful what we say. He's listening and he's taking notes. Okay, I'm going to try that new contact again. V7 Quebec, Zulu, Quebec. Okay, and I'm going to try Len one more time. VA7 Lima Golf Mike. Okay, and the final one on the list of the earlies would be ROX, V7 Romeo Oscar X-Ray.
Yeah, V7 ROX. Oops. Turn the side tone level down there. I'll get an echo effect. Yeah, let's see. I've been monitoring 648. I can hear all the other stations on there loud and clear, but the station that announced the frequency, SVU, was it? Can barely hear him. He must be QRP or have limited means or something, because he's not getting out that well. Oh, well, at least I can say I tried. I don't know if he heard me. Anyway, yep. Starting 6 o'clock, I will be making Morse code transmissions on 144.225. And between then and 7, of course, we'll see how we do with the 225 net. And take things from there. Everything else is okay. If something comes up, I will add to the conversation. VE7ROX, back to the net.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Well, you might be the only one who copies my mighty 2-watt signal. Okay, it's RTX. This, of course, is the Thursday Chaos Net. And we also do it starting at 4 o'clock on Mondays. So, time to get some more call signs on the paper here. I'm here for a minute, so let's see who else is around today.
Victor Echo 7, November, into Juliet.
Okay, with a booming signal, Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet, go ahead.
Not quite too much to report, just driving back from Squamish, heard your net running, so I thought I'd do a quick check-in. 7-3, have yourself a fine day.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in. You must be around the corner heading this way, because anything when you're north of the Horseshoe Bay turnoff, this access into this repeater gets a little tricky, but thanks for coming by. Okay, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Sierra, Juliet.
Okay, I believe that's John. V7, Lima, Sierra, Juliet. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bob. This is Jeffrey from North Delta. And I got a question for you or anyone who knows the answer.
Jeffrey, sorry about that. Okay, thanks for checking in. Are you mobile right now?
No, actually, I'm at home using my 8-watt handheld.
Yeah, I know there are a couple that are more power than the traditional 5 watts. Which one is that? Is that a Bofang or an Inetone or one of those?
Yeah, it's a Bofang 5RH4.
Okay, and is it a dual bander, but does it also do digital?
No, this is just a regular handheld, no digital, but it has the API function.
Oh, that's right. Let's have that feature. Okay, well, working for you.
Yeah, actually, I have a question. I often heard that other amateur radio operator mentioning that they were chatting over channel or 17 or any other channel number. So what do they mean for such channels? Is there a list for all the channels that I can check?
That almost sounds like 11-meter channels, but maybe for digital, maybe those, they're numerical as well. But normally it's just, they either give the call sign of the repeater or just the frequency.
Thank you. Got it. Thank you for the information. I really appreciate that. Enjoy the day. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Jeffrey. This one, of course, is RPT. That's the V7RPT is the call sign with this repeater. All right, looking for further check-ins.
Yankees in the house, Kilo India 7, Tango, Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County. Good evening, Bob, and the rest of the net, KI7TOY.
There's Dr. John right there, Kilo India 7, Tango, Oscar Yankee. You're on the paper. Go ahead.
Greetings, my northern friends. I tried to listen to the guy doing the POTA. It was 146.48, and my antenna is up about, 40 feet. But I'm 60 miles south of this repeater antenna, but I don't know where that guy is, but I couldn't hear him. I tried single sideband. I tried FM, tried AM. I heard some noise, but I didn't hear him talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, if I've figured it out correctly, I think he is up Mount Seymour, which is where this repeater is located, although he'd be a little further up the hill. So I kind of thought that from where you are to where he is up on the mountaintop there, that get a pretty good signal path. But a couple other people who thought they should be able to pick him up quite well were not picking him up at all or very, very light.
I don't know if he's on a handheld 5 watts or whatever, but even if you had 5 watts, if you had a good antenna hooked up to a cable on a Baofeng, you could do it. But I don't know what he's running. But I did hear some static of some other weak signals, but I couldn't get any call signs or anything like that. But anyway, Bob, thanks for running the net. Just another cloudy, rainy day down here in Whatcom County by Cane Lake. KI7TOY, back to net control. Thanks for doing what you do.
Okay, thanks, John. Thanks. As they say on one of the other net, thanks for the flowers. Anyway, thanks for checking in. And the little burst of stag that you picked up were probably other people trying to check in with that guy. But, yeah, I have no clue what kind of equipment the guy's running. All right, let's carry on. Let's get some more check-ins.
7 Charlie, Oscar Juliet.
Sir, Alpha 7, Charlie Kilo, Oscar.
Is there someone else trying to check in there? Oh, maybe not. Okay, Jim, V7COJ. Okay, have you nailed down exactly what's going to be on the dinner table tonight?
7COJ, I hear yes. Bob, I'm going to have the pork stir fry. I just needed a couple more ingredients. I needed some cornstarch and some chili flakes. And I couldn't find a decent small bottle, only a great big giant container of chili flakes, and it was like $9 or $10 or some stupid price. You know how crazy these prices are. Anyway, I got some some chili powder at home. It's the real stuff, you know, not the stuff for making chili, from chili things, but it's ground down, but that'll work. I just need a little shot of that. And I got Charlie all over me here. I don't know what he wants. Food, let me in, let me out, give me attention. Yeah, that's it. Everything. So I got the ingredients, and I'm just about ready to go in there and start doing it. It won't take long because the pork's already cut into stir-fry pieces, so all I got to do is saute them up. I'm not sure if I coat them in the cornstarch first or after or what, so I got to get a couple of things figured out here. I'll go on YouTube and find the video.
Yeah, check it out. Too bad, you know, I bought a little container of cornstarch when I was up north. There was just something I needed it for. That's the only time I used it, so now it's just sitting in the cupboard there. You would have been certainly welcome to it.
That's the problem, eh? When you buy stuff for these certain recipes, you end up using a little bit, and a lot of times it just sits there. You never use it until it's expired. Anyway, I just got a box of no-name cornstarch there. It was the cheapest. It's all I need, and that should be good enough. I don't know how much I'm going to need, but we'll see. I made this stir-fry before, and it came out just excellent. So, hopefully today comes out just as good.
Okay. Well, I know that the dinners you make yourself, Charlie's not allowed to have that because of his tummy, but I'm sure he'll be sitting, you know, sniffing the whole thing. Anyway, thanks, Jim. Thanks for being here this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for doing the net. I'll be listening. And I'm going to head into the kitchen now, but I'll bring the handheld with me so I can listen in while I'm cooking.
Okay, buon appetito. All right, looking for check-in number 30.
Foster Echo 7 Uniform Quebec, Sierra Oscar.
Okay, I got 7 Uniform Quebec, go ahead.
Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Quebec. I'm here. Just heard somebody say talk about going to the kitchen, and that's where I'm headed at the moment. So thanks, Bob.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Hope you and Deb have a good dinner, and thanks for taking the rainbow net the other day.
Yeah, we missed a month on our turn for a while, and it's good to be back. Yes, always good fun. Good to hear you on it every day as well.
Okay, yeah, I hope people aren't getting tired of me. They said, oh, that guy's on there too much. Okay, thanks, Jim. And once again, well, we'll listen to you next time around on the Rainbow Net. Anyway, we'll say 7-3 there. Okay, and thanks for the check-in. You are number 30 on the paper. All right, looking for further check-ins, it's Bob, V7RPX. This is the Thursday Chaos Net.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet, Sierra Oscar.
There we go, there's Jason. Got you on the paper. V7, Juliet, Sierra Oscar, it's all yours.
Good afternoon. So today I plan to join the advanced group and ordered the book for the advanced course. It's going to be quite a challenge, but I think it'll be quite rewarding as one of the big benefits is remote access to some of the HF radios, as sometimes the noise floor is too loud from where I live, and having remote access to the clubs will be a huge benefit because I really want to join the 80 and 40 meter nets around Canada.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with 80 and 40. Wherever you are, there's a good chance the noise level could be a little elevated. You know, we had an idea for a while that we might be able to, remote station. Unfortunately, the noise floor around there is even worse than at my place, so I better just stick with what I got.
Maple Ridge is good, actually. Surprisingly, it's not far from my place, the Maple Ridge Club, but I guess they have a good antenna, and I was able to check in with no problem to the, I can't remember if it was the, what is it, the Canada something net. And I, while I was there on a Thursday night, I was able to check in without any problems. So which club are you? You are with the North Van, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's it, North Shore Amateur Radio Club, and I am going to be heading up there later on because it's project night.